right, what's up, brother? Episode 14. Is it Suns and four? Is it Suns and four losses or Bucks and six, bro?
Hey, man, you know, you gotta tip your hat to Giannis, man. We've talked trash about him. We've loved him. We've gone back and forth on him. I feel like the people are indifferent about him. Who cares? The guy takes fucking 2 minutes to shoot a free throw. He's got the title now, and he's at it with Chick-fil-A. So,
dude, oh yeah, 50 piece, the Nuggets, 50 years since they won, and 50 points dropped,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
What a legend.
And about 50,000 people outside the stadium, too. So
the big C is we want to get into that. Dude. Let's get into the game. Dude, thoughts on that. I'm almost like, dude, it's nice having no dog in the fight because like I was not rooting for both teams, but honestly, I wanted a game seven at that point, didn't you?
I agree. It's actually kind of fun not having a dog in the fight. I mean, I just watched that. I mean, I know it kind of sucked because that had to have been one of the lowest rating finals in probably NBA history. If not, it's got to be one of the top.
I saw the ratings. Here's the thing. Do you think it's because the NBA has gone woke, or do you think because it's Phoenix, Milwaukee? A little bit of both, right?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I actually do think it's probably more so because it's Phoenix, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think if you had like Lakers, Brooklyn in there, I think it would have been very highly rated. I think it had to do with the teams, and yeah, there's probably a handful of people that are like, "Oh, the NBA." But
I thought, I thought every game was great, man. I mean, dude, high drama.
I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I second screen some of the games. You know, some of the games I was kind of just doing something else with it on the background. But I mean, last night's game, I was definitely watching that 50 point drop.
Dude, that guy. Bro, and he hit – what did he hit? That guy hits his free throws and makes jump shots. Man. And he's only 26, dude. What are we talking – I don't want to get into, like, be – what's that first take and get all into, like, oh, is this guy the next best
– Oh, we're going to compare him to
– No, we don't even have to do that.
Magic. We're going to compare him to Michael. And...
We don't have to do that. I think that was one of the best finals performances I've seen in a while, right?
Completely agree. 100% agree. That was one of the best finals, and especially in a clinching game performances we've ever seen. The only thing that probably could have topped that, which would have made it cooler, is if you did it in the game seven. That's the only thing. I totally agree.
It reminded me of game one, LeBron against Warriors, but they didn't win that game. But it was kind of a game where just like, just give Giannis or LeBron the rock. It's a wrap, dude. Yeah. Get out of the way.
And get out of the way.
It was unbelievable.
But here's the thing. I mean, we've talked before. I've heard other shows talk before, other podcasts talk before. People have questioned him a lot. Does this put those questions to bed? People said, can he step up when it matters? Can he carry his team in the big game? I mean,
I think it does. Do you like some of his quotes after? Besides him being amazing, that's what I'm saying. He's such a likable guy. But as far as like him saying like, oh, I could have went to the super team. That would have been an easy route. And
I do like it because, you know what, I actually genuinely do like him. I mean, I'm not like, oh my God, rah, 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 Greek freak. But like, I mean, I think he's good for the league. I think he's a great player. I do like him. I do think he comes from a very, very good place when it comes to like his demeanor. I think he carries himself very well. I think he's extremely humble. He knows he's good, but I think he's extremely humble. He knows where he came from. He knows what his upbringing was.
Yep.
And I think he wants to play the game the right way. And I respect it. I respect the hell out of him. You know? Tip my hat to him.
He wanted to win for Milwaukee, and he did it. And he has, dude, his resume at 26, what they said, his resume is almost better than anyone in the who's ever played, right? Two MVPs, final MVP.
He's in elite company.
He's an elite company. So you could throw him in top 10 already.
The question is, you know, I guess because – I think the NBA is one of those sports where we always are constantly judging players by how many rings they got.
I know.
You know, if he doesn't get another one after this, let's just say,
okay,
where does he fall in that conversation?
He's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally agree because here's the thing. They're going to say, oh, but he doesn't care. Once you win a ring, he doesn't care. They don't care about these guys work so hard. They win a ring. They don't give a shit. Kevin Durant, his foot was one more inch past 3-point line. They could have lost against Brooklyn, or Anthony Davis got hurt, or this. It was just they don't want to hear that. And maybe next year going to the next year, They're not. Are they already favorites? Or Brooklyn probably is, right?
Brooklyn opened up as okay. favorites already. Brooklyn opened up as the favorite. You know what's funny? And actually, I was talking to some guys at work about this. You know what the bet is right now,
dude. What is it?
I think right now the bet is throw $100 on the Lakers future to win it all. Their odds are only going to go down because. Yeah. They're only going to go up because they haven't signed anybody yet. You know they're going to go out and sign a bunch of players. True, I would get on them right now.
You see, dude, right away, the first report, Lakers are trying to add Westbrook or CP3.
Or CP3, yeah.
Yeah, and then Philly's going to – I think they might go to Philly. What do you think? Who knows all this? But...
If okay, well, that's the thing. Is Philly going to keep
– I don't think they want Simmons.
They going to keep Simmons?
But does Portland want Simmons? Like, no.
Who does at this point? I mean, Simmons is a beast down low. He can give you big points any night. But do you want that guy with the ball in his hand with the game on the line? They're just gonna hack him. I mean, he's too predictable. Unless he goes in the gym this offseason and literally shoots 1,000 free throws every single day.
Do it, Giannis, dude. I mean, yeah, do something. What else we got to talk about? Dude, 60,000 fans. Dude, that was amazing. I was kind of, what were you thinking if you were in the middle of that shit? You had to go to the bathroom? Dude, I was freaking out kind of too. I was like,
dude, you hold it.
Okay, so if you're from
Milwaukee. That's why you have an empty in your hand next to you.
If you're from Milwaukee that night, I know we, for Dodgers, we are World Series. So we are Yard House where we went to one of the games. Yeah. I'm not into the whole meeting up for a big crowd in the city. Are you
outside watching on like a big screen?
I'm not big into that. What do you think?
I don't know. It seems a little uncomfortable to me. And I think at my age now, I'll take comfort over, the party. I would rather be comfortable. You know, I'd rather be on a bar stool somewhere inside of a bar or something like that. With
bar or at the game. Yeah. But that was amazing. Good for Milwaukee. I mean, they were the best fans.
Except, of course, you win a title and somebody's got to get stupid. And, how many were shot or some shooting afterwards. I mean,
If it's not
the Rona, then some turf war is going to get you out there. So,
yeah, that was dude. I know I talked shit about Brooke too many Bobby Portis and Brooke Lopez minutes, but dude,
they shut us up, man.
What a game! Yeah. 16 points on the bench.
And here's the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
What you touched on it for a second. What do you think? Would you take CP3 to the Lakers? And I know you're a CP3 guy. I'm not a CP3 guy.
I know you're not. And I don't know. I'm not a CP3 guy. It was going to be cool if he did win. But I'm also, actually, at this point, I'm happy that Giannis won. He's way cooler, dude. Would you like CP3 and LeBron together? Gosh, over under flops each game with those two.
Jesus. I just don't know. I mean, so many reports. I just don't know if CP3 is the locker room guy that the Lakers need right now. I just don't know if he's a locker room guy that they need.
Why do we want CP3? Obviously, not saying he can't get it done, but obviously there's a curse on him in a ring. So I don't want him on the Lakers because we're not going to win. There's always, dude, he was up 2-0. Everyone called it a wrap. I'm not saying he didn't. That game four, he did kind of blow it, but it's not on him. I mean, I don't know.
You know what? It was Suns in four, and then it was
Suns in four Bucks losses. Like
four straight.
Yeah,
to come back.
I mean, it's impressive. We could go back to that game five. I know I said it comes down to Holiday and Middleton. Those guys stepped up last night. Holiday, his defense was good, and Middleton with the dagger. But it's all about Giannis. It's all about Giannis.
And really, what it also came down to? It also came down to CP3 losing 13 straight games with that referee officiating the game. True,
I give you that, but. Do you think that
hashtag fade Mark on that?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's a crazy stat, and I don't know why we didn't throw our freaking 401ks on that because he always loses.
Man, coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know what I always dream about? Could you imagine? Like, ever since I was a kid, I always like dreamed about. You ever seen like Back to the Future when he has that sports almanac and it gives him like, the scores of all the games in the future? God, could you imagine?
Imagine like that. And you had a flight to Vegas the next day and you knew everything was going to happen. You'd be like, guys, I got a lock. dude, it's like guaranteed parlay.
That's what I would do. You know what I'd do? I'd probably do something so small and so stupid just to say, like, oh my God, I did a $5 20 team parlay just for the hell of it.
We'd be called Papa George before you know it.
From Yuma.
From Yuma. What else? Let's talk about a little bit about the Suns. Booker, don't ever compare him to Kobe again. He even said that. He was amazing all series. Oh, he's still, honestly, if they...
Correct. He's still going to have a great career. He's still young, though.
And he still knows. He was a little... maybe he was just tired. He's playing. Dude, as a guard, you can't do 3 40-point games in a row. He was amazing all series. Like, there's only so much you could do. No trash on him. I'm just saying, let's hold him on
the
Kobe.
I think with the Suns, what you saw during that series is every single player, I think, of the Suns stepped up and had a big game somewhere. None of them had it together. You know, it was either one person was on and everybody else was off.
Like, you had a Booker game, you had a Crowder game. And then, like last night, you had a campaign game. He was coming in, but Crowder missed every shot. Poor Suns fans, but I don't feel too bad about them, right?
I don't feel too bad. You know what? Hey, they had a great run. They had a great season. Because you know what's funny? I'll never forget. It must have been a couple of months ago on one of our episodes. We were kind of joking around when the Lakers were playing the Suns. I want to say in that opening series, and we were joking like, "Okay, Suns, you've had your fun. You're not going to win it. You're not going to get there." And look, they got there, and they had a great run. And I'll tip my hat. I will admit where I was wrong. They didn't win it. I was right there. They did not win it. What's going to happen next year? I'm very interested to see who from the West is going to step up next year. Who's going to be that West team?
Obviously, we think as long as AD and LeBron are healthy and we get another guy, Lakers, right?
I agree. What about when Kawhi gets his surgery now and is back?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Dude, we knew it was I remember we were like, it might be his personality. We should have known it was ACL when he's up in the.
He was checked out. He was done.
Yeah, he was done. But either way, be nice.
Ordering bottle service.
But at least be next to the team. But he's like, nah, I don't care. I'm Kawhi, dude.
He don't care. He's not Mr. Personality. You know, the guy's a baller.
He's like, what do you want from me? Go play. What do you want from me to do? X's and O's?
He's not going to be your vocal leader on a team. So
what'd you think of game five? What about your boy LeBron game five with the brought into the tequila bottle? You saw him.
Oh, God. LeBron being LeBron. Yeah, it's just go away right now, LeBron. Like, he's just trying to be relevant. I get it. He's probably there.
Well, because Space Jam came out. That's why.
Exactly. I was going to say, he's trying to sell tickets. And I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I haven't seen it. I'm not sure I'm going to see it. I've heard a lot of reviews from all the sports guys I listen to. It doesn't seem like I want to see it. They're all.
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing that it's.
Because I've heard some stuff
too. I'm hearing it's all over the place. MJ's a better actor.
All I've heard is the MJ version is better, but I think that's going to be a given. The originals usually are always better than the remakes. So,
well, yeah, there you go. We don't have to get into MJ LeBron comparisons. The originals are always better.
Plus, no matter what, I think LeBron it's a lose-lose situation for LeBron. Everybody loved MJ. Everybody loved Michael. When we were kids, everybody loved Michael. LeBron has – you either love him or you hate him. 50% of the people like him, 50% of the people hate him.
Yeah.
So he's got way more haters than Michael did. So he's already kind of at a disadvantage.
But it killed in the box offices for – good for LeBron then. I mean
– out right now, bro? What other movies out?
That's true.
Fast and the Furious 42? What other movies out right now? I mean, Paul Walker comes back as a ghost and races a car.
I can tell you, speaking of movies, did you see that Jackass trailer? Oh my God, it gave me.
I have not. I heard about it, but I haven't seen it. I'm gonna have to watch that right after this.
God, bro, give me chills, man. Coming out in October, dude.
Again, there's drama with that. The whole entire thing with Bam not being in it and the whole drama with him not being clean and they had to fire him from the movie.
Steve-O's sober now, which is good. Thank God Steve-O's sober, but he's still doing crazy things, obviously.
It's so funny. One of them got sober. The other one went downhill. It's like they can't all be sober at the same time, I guess. I don't know.
Hopefully this is the last one because they're super old now, but legends forever.
Yeah.
That's enough. I mean, there's so much. There's enough we can talk about. Congrats to the Bucks.
Congrats, Bucks. Enjoy it. You deserved it.
Tampa Bucks.
You deserved it.
Tampa Bay Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks. Dude.
Dude, yeah, it's just a buff year.
Have you seen Brady at the White House?
I did see Brady at the White House. He's got his little puns. Ha ha. Tom. Yeah. Tom, is this thing on, Tom? Tom's here till 5 p.m. with the jokes. Tom's got jokes. Tom's got jokes. But what's not a joke is what Tom was playing the whole entire season with the torn MCL. I mean, what the hell does that tell you about the rest of the league's quarterback?
We didn't say MCL. No, we didn't know, but we said he was playing hurt. But like, how much better is he going to be next year?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he was. I don't know. You think he's going to be even better? I think. What else can he do? He's not a mobile quarterback.
It's going to depend on the pieces around him.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the thing. We've talked about, like, okay, certain players, go back to LeBron super quick, 10 second take here. We've talked about players wanting to go play with certain players, and I don't think LeBron can pull those players anymore. Tom Brady at his age, what is he, 44, 45, 50? I don't even know anymore. Like, he can pull some of these players. People still want to go play with him. I mean, look at Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman threw a tantrum and said, I'm done if I don't get to play with Tommy again.
Yeah.
I think it's going to depend on the players around him. I think, you know, he's one of those guys. He calls the shots. I think he's going to tell the front office, hey, get me this guy. And they're going to go get him for him. And yeah, Tom will figure out a way to win with him.
Speaking of 50 piece with Giannis, I think we're 50 days away from NFL.
Is it 50?
I think I read that today, but
it feels like it was 100 just yesterday. Where's the time going?
Dude, this is... now we enter. Oh man, I think sports is just Olympics is coming up. I'm not big on the Olympics right now, dude. I'm glad we didn't do a women's soccer to women's softball. They're favored by 9 parlay. We would have got killed last night.
Oh my god. Well, women's softball handled no hitter against the Italians,
but I think they're favored by like 9.
Were they?
So we're not Italians podcast anymore.
You know what's funny? I would have taken that because I don't even understand how Italy women's qualified for softball. Because I can tell you right now, being 100% Italian, we don't play softball.
Okay. No more pronies. Baseball,
so I don't know how the hell they qualified for that. But women's soccer taking L's everywhere. Like,
Man, we're not a political podcast, but we can. Hey, ball don't lie. That's all it's saying.
Don't lie. That's, you know what? I'm just gonna say this. You fought the system for equal pay. You took it to a higher court, and the higher court said, "This is the contract you signed. End of story." Like, and now you go out and lose 3-0. Like, come on.
But I'm sure they'll be fine, but that is kind of weird.
They're gonna be fine.
They never lose. That's weird, though. How they lose? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Rapinoe said that they get their asses kicked, quote. Okay. That's what she said.
All right.
But you know, one thing about the Olympics, don't forget.
I saw it's chance to be canceled, right?
They said it could be canceled. I did look it up, though, and our boy Jules has a cousin that's going to be in the Olympics. I saw when he's actually fighting. He's representing Italy in karate. One of the top dudes in karate, and I forget it, like what weight class, but he's going to be in it. So we're going
to be on TV.
Jules
at over under. We're watching it.
Oh yeah, we'll be there because what's the time difference in Japan? We'll wake up and do bottomless, so we'll be there. Jules, you're coming, right?
Speaking of that, okay, going back to a little bit of the NBA and the what's this I hear that Booker, Holiday, and and Middleton are on the Olympic team. They're heading out.
Dream
there.
Team.
They're heading out to him.
I've been hearing that they were waiting for those players, and that's why I think everybody was freaking out when they lost to who did they lose to? They lost to Australia. They lost to the other team they lost to, was it Nigeria or something?
They said they're fine because these guys are coming. But here's the thing. Okay, so after this finals. I'm looking at two sides. Booker's like, shit, I got to ride a plane with these two. They just beat me in the finals. And then the other side of it, it's like, dude, if I'm Middleton or Holiday, it's like, dude, screw the Olympics. I'm going to party for the rest of the month, dude. I just want to.
Could you imagine in the course of like 2.5 weeks, you're NBA champions and you win a gold medal too? I mean,
true.
How many
if you put that in, yes, true. Maybe party for a little bit. Don't get too all about. And then you're like, dude, I could also win an Olympics. So I'm going to be.
Exactly. True. I'll give you think that. About it. With the way the NBA got pushed back, it's never been this close to an Olympics.
Sure, before. I'll give you that.
That's why there's always been a break. Usually the finals are over a month ago sometimes. And now it's like, imagine.
It yeah, but how soon are they going out there? You can't miss the parade. Look at Milwaukee, dude. They got to be there for the parade, Holiday and Middleton.
That's true. I mean, I think they could show up there, miss the first game, show up, and they'll still be fine. I mean, if they don't win the gold medal, even if they drop a game, it's considered a huge failure. Not, this silver medal is a failure for any U.S. basketball team.
Silver medal's a failure. Sure. Like, for sure.
You know, they're going to go there. They're going to play weaker competition, and they should dominate.
And Booker's got to take a separate flight on that, right? He can't go with Holiday.
No,
and,
he's flying
with Kylie class. With
the other one. Oh, everybody Kendall, else Kendall, is back Kendall. In economy, in middle seats.
Yeah. Oh, that picture they showed him. Did you see that? He saw the confetti go down. Mm. He's just like, damn. But he'll be back. That guy's. He's only 24. Hell of a series for him.
He's gonna be solid, man. He's gonna be solid. I hope he gets one. Actually pulling for the guy. I hope he gets one.
I agree.
But he's gonna have to get rid of the Kardashian tie if he wants one.
That's another curse. You got the CP3 curse and the Kardashian curse.
That's a curse. That's why I so badly I just want to take my boy Travis Barker and be like, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing, Travis? Is he with? Run. He's with the what's the oldest one? The only one that likes white dudes. What's her name? The
Kim K.
He's only with the I don't know who's the oldest one. The one that used to be married Chloe to or Kim Lord K. Disick.
Which one was I don't know.
Courtney. No, is it Chloe? Fuck, I don't know the other two apart. I know Kim. I don't know the other two. I don't watch the show, but one of them, I think it's the oldest one, is with man. Travis Barker. They've been together man. For like a while now.
Well, there goes his career. Well, he already had his career. His career's dude, already up. Oh, get shit.
Out.
So Olympics is up. I mean, Olympics are starting, dude. Are you ready? We said we weren't that prepared last week. I guess I once know. It starts, I don't know.
I'm ready to see some good competition. I'm ready to see like some of the big events. I'm ready to see some of the big swimming events, some of the big, you know, running
track
events.
And field. Yeah.
It's just not gonna be the same. I mean,
no fans.
I might turn on the opening ceremonies this Friday night. I just don't know what it's gonna look like. No fans. I don't think a lot of the athletes even care about the opening ceremony. Know. So I think a lot of them might not even go to it.
And now they're saying with COVID, you know, they're like the whole rumor they always said the athletes were having they all have like orgies and sex. So they said this year with the big C, they said stay away from hooking up.
The big C is in the cardboard beds. Did you see that? The cardboard beds.
Or as long as they wear their masks while they're
oh god. But you know what else? I saw a rumor. I don't know if it ever came true, but I saw a rumor that they were gonna only allow every country to just have six athletes walk in the parade. I don't know if that was true, if that was confirmed. I don't know. I don't know if it was accurate, but
I mean,
that's gonna be kind of lame. I think a lot of the athletes don't care.
Yeah, I know. Just go USA. I think a lot of the athletes are feeling like the fans. A lot of them just don't care. Hopefully let's go back to what else we got, dude. Oh, Morikawa, baby, LA guy.
Yeah, big win. Come from behind too,
dude.
And I like Louis. I like Louis.
I do. He's always up there. Oh, I know. Well, talk about a guy who's always up there in the majors. Yeah. But
he's consistent. He's very consistent, but he couldn't close it out.
So here comes. I'm sure first take on Monday was. Is he the next Tiger Morikawa, right? Because he won two majors before 25, like Tiger did. But it's like, give this guy, dude, stop comparing these athletes to the
That's
freaking...
all Skip Bayless can do. All Skip Bayless can do is talk LeBron, Brady, the Cowboys, and that's basically all it. That's it. That's all Skip Bayless can do. So, I mean, he has to compare everybody. I mean, I guarantee you turn on First Take tomorrow and somehow there's talking about LeBron and Michael. I mean, they're still probably comparing it. I mean,
no, or LeBron and Giannis first, right?
Maybe now, yeah, after the win.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's like, dude, let Giannis, dude. Crazy. But yeah, congrats to Morikawa, LA guy.
Congrats. I was watching that open, and then I was thinking back. So, I usually watch all the big majors.
Yeah.
It's like every time they go play in the British Open or the Open, sorry, they had to take British out of it.
Yeah.
Like Do they believe in trees? Do they have trees in anywhere in Great
Britain? You know what they rely? Yeah, I agree.
I've never been
you know
to Great Britain. Do they have trees? I don't understand. It's like you could be on hole one and you can see all the way to like hole nine what's happening.
I know they have trees, so they're all about the weather and the fescue, but the weather didn't.
That's a good one. Fescue. We haven't dropped that on this podcast.
The weather coming with that fescue. Like Morikawa said, the weather wasn't an issue, so the course could be had, as they say. That's another golf turn, dude. So
there you go.
Let's go, bro. We're golf. Last week we were tennis podcast. This week we're a golf podcast. So let's go.
I guess you know the courses in there are always close to the beach. They guess they got to deal with wind and rain. I mean, it rains freaking every day. I feel like
in Britain, it looked good.
So I guess that's what the hard part is. They just don't believe in trees. They just deal with the wind and the rain. But I don't know.
It's just a weird course
when they show it.
I think the open's fine, but I kind of was like, I woke up Sunday. Kind of hung over and it was like 10 a.m. and I was like, Morikawa was leading with two holes left. I was like, it's not the same feeling as at the Masters. It's like, oh, 5 p.m. our time, dude.
It's the time difference. That's the big thing. It's the time difference, you know?
True.
At the U.S. Open, you look forward to like Sunday at like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
The sun is setting behind them for the trophy presentation.
Cocktail like, hour. Dude, Sunday morning, you're trying to get over the hangover, maybe some coffee. You. You're like,
I hear you.
Yeah.
But I do believe we got a Ryder Cup coming up.
Ooh,
which
man.
I think is my favorite tournament in all of golf.
I think it's I'll give you Masters for me, then Ryder Cup, because that shit's fun. But we also got a guy that no one likes going to be on the team, so that's going to be interesting. But like Brooks and JT said, when it comes to winning for each other, I'm sure it'll be fine. But
yeah, you know, you're playing for the red, white, and blue right there. So I mean, you gotta put that aside.
Come on, we're all grown men. Just win for America. Do we have any
chance?
Not
all of us flying in a helicopter though. So
do we have any chance in the Olympics, golf Olympics, dude? Because there's so many good European players, and then Japan, dude. Matsuyama, dude. It's golf. It's not a lock. Yeah.
What I was hearing was the course is difficult. And two, what I was hearing is that it's like going to be extremely hot, like very, very hot conditions that they haven't seen in this, wherever this course is in Japan before. So apparently it's supposed to be extremely hot and the course is supposed to be.
The course is not supposed to be had.
Yeah. Right? It's not supposed to be had. You know? The course is not a lot of fescue.
Is it Bermuda greens or what are they?
I don't know. It's not a lot of fescue. I think bonsai trees. I don't really know. I'm not too sure. Is that bad? Did I just do something bad there? I don't know. But I heard it's not an easy course, and it's supposed to be extremely hot. So we'll see.
Okay. I just want to know what's USA are locks in basketball for sure. You would think. And what else? What else? Track and field. We always win.
Well, we're not going to be locks in the women's 100.
Of course not. Men's bolt's gone, right? So we're
basketball.
Good.
I mean, if we
softball
lose,
and
softball,
soccer, that's a tragedy, right?
Yeah, men's soccer. I don't even know if we qualified, to be honest.
No, we didn't. I looked, soccer. We're not. No, we did.
We're in women's soccer. I'm trying to think. I mean, we should be up there. I don't know if we're locks, but I think it's always a great tournament when the USA is in the beach volleyball.
Oh, we got to be locked. So they're coming straight from Hermosa, right?
The Brazilians are solid. The Spaniards are solid. So, okay. I mean, those tournaments are fun to watch. I actually like watching the beach volleyball, especially when they played at night in the Olympics. It's actually a lot of fun.
I'll give you that.
But again, no fans. The hype's not going to be there. It's just going to be quiet. Are they going to pipe in, you know, crowd noise? I don't know.
That's the thing, man. Oh, it's such a bummer.
We're gonna know right away. We're gonna see right away and see how it feels. And if it's not gonna, the ratings are gonna show it. You know,
unbelievable.
And again, there's always this argument about like live versus recorded. It's in Japan. It's already tomorrow.
That's
and a half
another
over
thing.
There.
And then you just see on Twitter, oh, this guy won the event or this girl won their event. You're like, oh, shit.
You know what? I'm thinking about laying some cash. There's a guy. He's phenomenal in archery. There's some fencing dudes that I like. I might parlay the archery dude with the fencing, and I mean it's in Japan, so they got to be favorites. Badminton, ping pong, synchronized swimming. So there's some locks I think to be had out there. You just gotta find them. You gotta pick your spots when it comes to the Olympics.
Find the locks,
you know. I can tell you right now, only because I know this, the Italians lock them in on fencing, lock them in on pistol shooting. Lock in the Dutch on cycling, on the indoor track cycling. Just if they have a Dutch flag next to them, take them.
What else we got to talk about, bro? MLB?
We got Doyers. We can't.
Bro, I know. No, of course we'll never. We always start with them, but with the finals, dude. What an electric win last night. Unbelievable. That's
why. And actually, here's the thing. This is what I was thinking about. I actually think last night's walk-off home run against the hated ones, I think, is the turning point now. I think that was the game we needed to light the fire.
Had to.
Before the season started, what was all the talk? Dodgers, Padres. I think the Giants felt disrespected, and the Giants said, "You know what?
We got a veteran, guys. We got some good pitching. We're gonna be in this thing." Yeah. So and you know what?
They felt disrespected, and they're in it. And you know what? I can't stand them. I don't want to lose to them. I hate losing to them.
They're actually banged up just as much as we are right now, too.
But I got to give them credit, man. I got to give them credit that they're still in this.
Yeah.
We could be tied at the end of tonight if the Dodgers hold on to this lead. We could be tied. And then I really think that walk-off home run last night was
huge, because now we got Urias.
That was a huge comeback. We were down.
I know, 6-2.
Big comeback.
Josiah Gray giving up bombs, but dude, it was a comeback. Star came out of nowhere. I thought he looked great, didn't you? I mean, besides the homers, he started.
What have we been saying?
Yeah,
here comes August. Mid August to late August is going to be here before we know it.
It's going to be here just
a couple weeks.
And we can't play in that wild card game, bro. We can't.
No, this is crunch time. Get everybody healthy.
The Mookie stuff scares me. The hip stuff I never like with the Mookie. They said IL maybe.
Get it out of the way now.
Yeah, true. Seegs is back Friday. Hopefully,
I'd actually, if you know what, if the Dodgers can continue winning without Mook, I'd let him sit longer than he needs to sit. Let him sit for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Get that thing healthy. Get everybody healthy by August 20th. And then
that's the main thing. You make a sprint to
the finish line.
I agree, bro. Kersh is back too, right? We're all good on that.
But we got to do something, dude. We need a big trade.
So Cubs are selling. Obviously, they just traded Jock to Atlanta.
I did see that.
Yep. Who's better though, Cunha or Jock? I don't know. I'm kidding.
That's funny. I thought you were being serious there for a second.
Can we get like a Gallo Gibson deal? Who do they want from us?
I think the Gallo rumors is interesting.
Kyle Gibson and Gallo, I'll take that. I mean,
I just don't know. I just don't know if we need Gallo at this point. That's the thing. I don't know if we need another hitter at this point. If our hitters can get consistent, I don't think we need another hitter. If our hitters are hot and cold,
because if we get Gallo, Polos goes to the bench, he's not going to be happy.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm the machine. I thought you guys probably. I told him I signed here so I can play.
You know, right now. If you ask me what do the Dodgers not need and what do we need, I would say right now we do not need any more power hitting. We need clutch base hit hitting. We need doubles in the gap.
That's like Edgar always says.
More power. No hero ball. We don't need hero ball. We need pitching.
Yeah.
Wins the World Series.
We got Kershaw, Bauer, and Urias. Those are the three guys we rely on right now. We need one more. Gonsolin. Obviously, Price and Gonsolin. Yes, I mean.
Gonsolin didn't look great the other night, in my opinion. I don't think he looked good, but, I mean, I think that's what you get.
How long are we going to keep your
fourth or fifth starter anyway, so.
Do you think Gray's obviously not ready? It's cool for now. I think he'll be eventually a great pitcher for us. He has nasty stuff. He struck out the side. I don't know if he's ready.
He just got promoted, so, I mean, the Dodgers clearly have faith in him. I don't know if he's ready to take that next step for us in October. Or, you know, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Who's that guy we just traded for? That McKinney? I might get a jersey.
Billy McKinney.
Dude, he's a legend.
Billy McKinney, straight legend. I mean, anybody coming out of the Mets these days, I mean, what can you say? But we need pitching, dude. I've never heard anybody say we have too much pitching when it comes to October.
Especially pitching. I know. Especially with the shit going on with losing May in the beginning of the year, and now losing Bauer in the middle of the year.
Bauer, yeah.
I mean, it's exciting. Hopefully, that's what I'm saying. You're right. I think that win last night, especially if we go on to win tonight and then with Bueller tomorrow, you know, we should win tomorrow. Knock on wood, but
I agree. And that's why I'm telling you that win, I think we're going to look back and we're going to think about this race between San Francisco or the hated ones and the Dodgers. And I think we're going to look back to that game and say that was the moment when we said, boom, we're taking over. I think we take over first place, and I don't think we look back is what I'm hoping.
I hope so too, man, because we got the Rockies coming in town this weekend. Screw the dude. Are you going to go to that Astros Dodgers series?
No, I mean, I've seen tickets are out of control.
It's got to be crazy.
Tickets are out of control for it. And you know what? I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't think I'll get any more satisfaction out of just sitting there booing them the whole entire time.
Yeah. Let's just go to over under and call it a night.
Right? Yeah. It's not gonna make me feel any better to just continue to boo them. At this point, you know who I think is worse than the Houston Astros is Rob Manfred. So I'd rather go and just boo him somewhere instead of just I'm not going to get any more satisfaction out of hating on the Astros, because you know what? It's Major League Baseball's problem that they did not do anything.
Yeah, I agree, man. Any other baseball news? Ohtani hit another one the other day. I saw that. I'm rooting for him to break Bonds' record, but he's probably going to run out of games eventually, and he's not on steroids, so that helps.
Yeah. Well, see, if you can start pumping the juice. What's the thing I saw? His autographed jersey went for $130,000. Jesus. His all-star jersey went for 130 grand.
Speaking of six figures, didn't Nick Saban just said the QB's
$1 million. $1 million freaking dollars.
Oh my gosh.
Well, $1 million.
That's the thing I was talking about. It's like wherever you play is where, obviously, if you're in Alabama, you're gonna like make way more than fucking.
But here's the thing, and this is what I've been saying. You know what? I've never been anti.
I'm not into players. No.
Just think, be careful, because this thing could really. There's more college players, even in football and basketball alone, than there are professional actual athletes in the four major sports. Think about that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This
thing could spiral out of control very quickly.
I felt like I think we talked about last pod. I felt bad for Reggie Bush, and now Terrell Pryor's coming out. Dude, that coach got suspended, and he got for what? Selling what was the tattoos?
There's some it was. You're right,
bro.
Totally right. Tattoos,
dude. Yeah. What was the coach's name? Jim. What's that guy's name? You look. He has the vest. What's the vest, dude? Whatever. Remember, he got like fired. Jim
Tressel.
There you go.
Tressel.
Right? Yeah.
The glasses and the sweater.
Yeah, vest? Glasses. Yeah. I mean, he didn't get fired because of the whole tattoo thing. It's like. Or I don't know, man. But
there's been some turnover.
NCAA and Manfred. I can't remember. It's just all.
I remember Jim Tressel was one of the ones.
Jim Tressel, there you go.
He had Maurice. You remember they did a
Maurice Clarette.
Yeah,
he's turned that. He's turned his life around. Yeah.
That was a great one.
I know ESPN sucks, but those 30 for 30s are fucking amazing.
They're phenomenal. real quick to just hit on, we started talking about college football because I actually did see they had the SEC meetings the other day, and it was in Alabama, and so I was watching college football live on TV. So I'm super excited for college football. I love college football Saturdays. I live for. I bet the board. Yeah. But I do gotta say, you know what? The news on Bobby Bowden. I grew up watching Florida State. I loved Chris Winkie when he was in Florida State in the 90s. I loved Florida State. You know, he's got a terminal illness, doesn't sound good. Sounds like he doesn't have long to live. So I just want to say Bobby,
top five college coach all time for sure, right?
Yeah,
and then
Dag Gummit.
Yeah, and what was the other news? What's this news that Texas and who might go to the SEC?
Texas and Oklahoma, I think it was.
Dude,
and
they can't even Texas win in the Big 12.
Baby about it,
bro. Oh, they can't win in the Big 12. How are they supposed to win the SEC?
That's a great point. I think they're doing it for money. I think it's money. Well, I think they're going to get more funding. They already have their own network. I mean. And actually, you know what? I don't like it because you know what? I think some of these teams just got to stop and chill. Respect the conference that you're in. I actually love Big 12 football because, one, they don't play defense. You get, you know, you get these scores of
we see over like under 70 to 75. Mike, take it over. Vegas
Baylor
knows.
Versus TCU, the over under is at 82.5.
You're like over, you know that.
You know, nobody plays defense. I actually like the Big 12. I like some watching some of their games.
I
hope Texas stays. I hope they don't try to get greedy and stupid and say, oh, we're Texas, we need to belong.
Depends what McConaughey says.
You
do that
with your network. You got your own network.
All right. McConaughey might want to keep him there, right?
Yeah, I didn't like Texas A&M leaving. I thought they should have stayed too because I really liked the rivalries that were in there. There's no Texas A&M rivalry in the SEC.
It was nobody
in the SEC has been a rival with anybody in Texas. Yeah, it was
just that 1 year with Manziel when they beat him. That's not even a rival. You can call it a rival just for beating him. That was it.
Them in Alabama. But, like, you had all those Texas schools should have stayed together because I think that's where the rivalry is. Texas, yep. Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU.
They all should have stayed
together. Texas and Oklahoma, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. I mean, the one wild card in there is West Virginia. They're the one that kind of doesn't belong, but still, I mean, no air raid offense, dude.
Hey, some of those players, man. Pat White.
Yeah.
Slayton.
Came out of there.
My boy, McAfee.
Didn't make it in the NFL, Pat White.
I know.
I mean, he was the beast when he was there.
Oh, my God. I love those teams. Those teams are amazing.
That's why Big 12 doesn't play defense. It's a fun conference. Just hold your horses, Texas, Oklahoma. Just stay there.
Why would you want to go SEC against – why would you want to compete against Saban, bro?
Oklahoma is consistently in the top four. They're consistently going to the playoff most of the time. Yeah, they miss a season or not. You go to the SEC, you ain't coming out of there in the top four, dude. So I don't know what you're thinking. You're not coming out of there. You're not going to beat the Bamas, the LSUs. The talent's just too much better.
The talent's too much better. The coaching's too much. I mean,
yeah, Georgia looks solid this year.
Oh, dude, yeah. Speaking of football, a little quick NFL notes. Cam Akers, that's a brutal blow for Rams. We're not a Rams podcast, but that's a brutal blow.
I got a better one. Auction
Dynasty league.
And we just released over the weekend the one player that every team was keeping, and you're locked in, and you can only keep one. And one of the guys in our team kept Cam Akers. Kind of feel for him.
So do you feel bad for more of the Rams or that guy's team?
I actually feel more bad for that guy's team. Even though, like, I'm going against that guy, I'm not a Rams homer. I got nothing against the Rams. I mean,
all I know is that there's going to be, which our football podcasts are coming soon, but all I know is a lot of pressure on Stafford this year because he got a pass when he was on the Lions because he's on the Lions. So if Stafford doesn't play well, they're going to be like, oh, so maybe it wasn't the Lions.
You got McVay now. You got a stable full of wide receivers.
Stadium. You've got the fans back. You got some
pass protection.
We'll see. Did you know that he went to high school with Kershaw? I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah, Texas.
No, I was being joking, but they always say that. That's always, Kershaw. And I was like, oh, thanks for telling me.
I feel like they show Kershaw's like football picture too. Or is it Stafford's baseball picture? They show one of them.
They're going to continue to do it forever.
And I guarantee you, you're going to see them at each other's games now. Watch. You're going to see Kershaw at a Rams game or something.
How come we haven't seen Stafford behind on plate yet? That's weird. Because he's throwing the pigskin. He's practicing, bro.
Yeah, he's on the beach trying to get in shape. That's what he's doing. He's doing that. Remember when like Brady would go down to the beach in San Diego?
I think he still does.
Just be on the beach.
I think it's Santa Monica or whatever.
Wherever it was. Yeah,
they all try to be like Brady, but you're only seven rings away.
Nope.
So
no, nope. Only one. I will refuse to
talk about. Did we already talk about the R word? We always bring him up on this podcast.
No, can't do it.
Won't do it.
Nope.
As far as I'm concerned, this is a Jordan Love podcast from now on. I'm giving up.
Time will tell. Time will tell. Maybe it's time to take the under 10.5 wins with that team up in Cheeseland. Maybe it's time to take the under 10.5 wins.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Dude, not a bad idea. Let's lock it in now before it's too late.
It's got to be plus money on that. Let's guess.
How are we looking on Dodgers before we close this? Oh, it's top of the ninth. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Kenley's coming in.
Kenley's coming in. He was
warming up. He had his first blown save since, like, what was it, May?
It's all right. Get it out of the way.
Which is fine. I still think he's been amazing this year. But what do you still get nervous when he comes in? That's all Dodgers fans want. Okay, me too.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And it's nothing personal against him. I've loved him. I've been a Kenley guy. I'm always a Kenley guy. I've always had some health issues with the heart. And it's like, I wish him nothing but the best, but he does make me nervous. He does make me very nervous.
Yeah.
Let's go win this game and we're tied. San Diego's still five back.
Let's go.
Colorado's done. Arizona's the worst team in baseball.
They are, right? Oh, yeah.
I think
they're horrible.
Statistically, they're the worst team. I don't think anybody has the worst record than
that. Dude, if we win tonight, Bueller's not going to lose tomorrow, and then we go three games with Colorado at home. Dude, let's go.
Yeah, Arizona just got their 30th win. nobody else is close to that. The only other team is Baltimore, who's at 31 wins, and that's it. Arizona is terrible.
Those Louis Gonzalez, Curt Schilling days are over, bro.
Louis Gonzalez bobblehead night. We're getting about 2,000 fans. What are we going to do with the other 48,000
bobbleheads? That still was amazing when they beat the Yankees. I was actually pretty happy.
Dude, Arizona's run differential. Here's a stat for you.
What is it?
Run differential, minus 145.
Jesus Christ. Well, didn't we say
a few podcasts? They have won four in a row. They have won four in a row just to put them at 30 wins today. So they have won four in a row. That's probably their biggest. That's got to be their biggest streak of the season.
All at plus money. God, what are we doing here?
They had to be huge underdogs. Yeah, dude, they're at minus 145 run differential. Put that in perspective. Dodgers are plus 151. Dodgers still the best run differential in all of baseball by a lot.
Dodgers, baby. Let's go. All right, man. Hey.
It's not a good start.
Oh my gosh. Don't tell me this. See, this is the reason. What, he walked someone already?
No, base hit already. Buster Posey, base hit, no outs.
This guy, Buster Posey, is the fuck.
Kenley served it right. It was a fastball right down the middle. Just a little oppo over second baseman's head. So
we'll see what happens. Dodgers. Let's go, Dodgers. I'm sure let's hold on tonight. I believe in Kenley tonight. Bueller will win tomorrow. Let's go.
Yeah.
And we'll be back Monday. We'll be back Monday to talk about it, right?
Let's do it.
All right. Later,
bro. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right.